Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
This half of the show brought to you by Simply Safe at simplysafe.com/admin. Bet online at betonline.ag. Enter podcast one. Let me tell you quickly about Simply Safe. No one should feel unsafe in their home. Let's say you're walking the grounds of your basement mall. And let's say the Wetzel's Pretzels is
giving out free samples.
Giving out free samples. All of a sudden, you hear glass break on the third floor. What do you do? You need Simply Safe. That's what you need. Simply Safe blankets your home in safety around the clock. Professional monitoring makes sure police are on the way when you need them. The Verge calls Simply Safe the best home security, and it's a Wirecutter top pick. Protect your home today and get free shipping at simplysafe.com. No drilling, no pulling wires, peel and stick, up and running in under an hour. Go online, two eyes, S-I-M-P-L-I, simplysafe.com/Adam, and get started today at simplysafe.com/M. All right, Gina, the news, and James, just hang in and tell us whatever
Please.
You think.
Well, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, the Mexican drug lord who pocketed nearly $14 billion as the decades-long head of the murderous Sinaloa cartel, was found guilty Tuesday of all 10 federal criminal counts against him, including engaging in a continuing criminal enterprise, conspiracy to launder narcotics proceeds, international distribution of cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and other drugs, and use of firearms. By the way, speaking about the firearms, some of the testimony said that he had gold-plated AK-47s, diamond-encrusted pistols, and, of course, the alleged $100 million payment to a former Mexican president.
The gold-plated AK-47 seems impractical.
Yes.
Yeah. Bad business.
I agree.
Yeah, if you're going to get business done, you don't want the gold plating.
He faces a mandatory sentence of life. He's due to be sentenced in June. And the partially sequestered and anonymous jury deliberated roughly 34 hours over 6 days.
What about the $100 million he gave to the former president? Is that guy seeing any time? And it doesn't seem, it kind of came and went, that story.
It's just kind of like a funny little add-on. But yeah, the Mexican government doesn't seem to be making a huge deal out of it.
Well, they have a government now? They get a government. Someone is talking about getting some of that money, by the way, back from him. I'm not sure where it all resides.
Reparations.
Yeah, we know where $100 million of it went, but be curious to find out what happened to that Presidente.
Well, and when they were describing the scene in the courtroom, it sounded like a TV movie. They said, you know, he looked at his wife and gave her a thumbs up, and she quietly, with tears running down her face, gave him a thumbs up. And
that's a loyal wife.
Yeah,
man.
Very, very like a fiction.
Who are the guys who dug the tunnel to get him out the first time? Those guys are
dedicated
crackerjacks. Like, those are the guys you want working for you.
Yeah.
Those guys tunneled, I mean, hundreds of feet. If you really think about that process, I mean, it's not like they can get a big coring machine or the thing that dug the tunnel in there. You pretty much coffee cans and you're on your belly with a flashlight in your mouth and you got to go hundreds of feet. And you got to lay down tracks.
Yeah,
like they built
a
full,
man.
They went full Harriet Tubman.
Is that what it's called?
That wasn't an actual underground
railroad.
Brian, look it up.
Okay,
I don't want to embarrass you now.
I'll look it up.
You look it up.
Google it.
You Google it.
Well, there's some...
use my app. Google me right.
Some semi-breaking news about the bullet train that has been in the news for years now. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced on Tuesday he is pulling the plug on the state's massive high-speed rail project from L.A. to San Francisco. It's more than a decade behind schedule. Billions in the red.
Who knew ever... By the way, you go, whoever could have have foreseen this coming. Sure. Yeah. Everybody but Governor Brown said this was a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Everybody said this was a horrible idea. But we only lost $20 billion, so that's how you learn.
Is this one in the plus column for old Gavin Newsom?
Well, don't worry.
Yes.
Don't worry,
yes,
more.
It is.
Newsom added that while California has the capacity to complete a high-speed train between Merced and Bakersfield...
Oh, boy.
There simply isn't a path to get to from Sacramento to San Diego, let alone San Francisco to L.A. The embattled $77 billion bullet train has been an embarrassment for the Golden State, according to Fox News, and has been plagued by problems from the start. The idea, long championed by Newsom's predecessor, Jerry Brown, is years behind schedule with the latest estimate completion for 2033.
Yeah. It's just let Uber take over and Elon Musk and let him build the vertical cars with the blades and let them figure it out. Yeah. That's not to let the government. They screw up everything they touch.
Give Elon the $77
billion. Billion.
Yeah, yeah. They're in the business, the boring company.
Exactly. Right. He'll do it with it. Also, I don't know if you heard about the cab companies all want to put the light up advertisements now on their cars because they can make another $300 a month because that business is dying because of Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
And the cops are saying, no, it's a distraction. But these guys will absolutely go out of business soon. Cabs do not seem necessary anymore. It is a vestige of the past.
No, I don't think anyone's going to own a car pretty soon. It's just going to be this whole sort of sharing thing. And if you really think about it, the biggest pain in the ass, especially in L.A., and expense and everything – is parking.
Yep.
You go to a Rams game, it's $150 to park during the playoffs, or it's $75 like in preseason. You got to go way down a dicey street. I mean, imagine, or you want to go to a cool upscale restaurant downtown.
Mr. Brolin parked cars throughout his entire 20s.
Ask an expert. Yeah.
I went down to Malibu. I went down to the thing, brought the kids and blah, blah, blah. It was $50 just to park in the parking lot. Mm. Imagine just being dropped off everywhere.
It's the best.
Great.
And drunk. You'd be...
Really ups the ante.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
You're absolutely right.
You're over it.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt.
But I'm glad I'm glad to Gavin. Look, I don't get along with Gavin Newsom, but if he's going to pull the plug on a bullet train that's been a tremendous waste of time, then good for him. And I applaud him for that. And we should not be done with Jerry Brown. Mm-hmm. Jerry Brown was told a million times this is a bad idea, and he was like, we'll raise money in the private sector. It's like, nobody's investing. Here's the thing. You can't get the private sector to go in on this because the private sector needs a return on their investment. They don't have an unlimited slush fund of money that they can waste. It's the taxpayers' money. So good luck getting someone to look at the numbers in the private sector and go, hey, this would be a really smart investment. Yeah, we're going to get a hell of a return. No, they would have lost everything. So you're not going to get money from the private sector, Jerry Brown.
Nope.
You're lying. Of course, you had to lie all along the way because nothing ever penciled out. And we should punish him for that. It shouldn't be like, well, we just squandered $70 billion and wasted a bunch of time.
You live and learn.
Moving on. What other thoughts do you have, Jerry Brown, so we can listen? Idiot. Sorry.
But you're acting like you never needed to get from Merced to Bakersfield in a hurry.
Yeah. Let's go punch him. No, you know what you have to do? He should have to have sex with Linda Ronstadt now.
Come on.
Maybe that's too harsh. That may be too harsh.
Going to
have to relive that. I mean, she could be in a wheelchair. I don't know, but that should be his punishment.
Wow. Yep.
She'd have to go down to Blue Bayou.
You thought you had it good.
That's right.
That's good. Kareem Hunt, back in the news. TMC reports that the Cleveland Browns have announced they've signed him. The former chief star who was cut after a video was posted showing him getting very violent with a woman in a Cleveland hotel about a year ago.
Was there a Cleveland hotel? He got signed by the Browns?
It's too poetic.
I didn't put that together.
Browns general manager John Dorsey announced the signing and reported a one-year deal.
Kareem can't leave the city limits. The
two important factors, he said, one is that Kareem took full responsibility for his egregious actions and showed true remorse. And secondly, just as importantly, he is undergoing and is committed to necessary professional treatment and a plan that has been clearly laid out. And we have the footage if you don't remember. But yeah, he gets very, very violent.
Third
in a
factor,
hotel
he scores a lot of touchdowns.
Oh, that has nothing to do with it. They're trying to rehabilitate somebody.
Yeah, he keeps pushing this girl.
And then, smacks her right into the hotel, the elevator door.
Well, at some point, somebody gets loose. The part that's disturbing, the part that's always disturbing about this stuff is when the person or persons are trying to restrain somebody and they keep breaking away and going after the woman in this case. That's the part that it's not.
That's how they date.
It's not a situation.
Easy.
You're from California. You don't understand.
I don't understand.
Midwestern values.
It's a Midwestern thing. She must be suing him, right?
There must be
money here. God, it's crazy. All right, and listen, you know, I've said this a million times. There are cameras everywhere, and we are not used to that as human beings yet. We don't know. Everyone should know that anytime if you're in a hotel, there's a camera. If you're walking in front of a house, there's a Ring doorbell or whatever. Like, you can't act like you acted in the past. There is going to be footage of everything all the time.
Funny you should say that. And I wasn't going to bring it up today because it's so messy and it's so opaque and it's still unraveling. There's no sort of new news to report. But on that note, with Jussie Smollett from the show Empire, that we talked about, it was just so insane with the people shouting at him and putting a noose around his neck and pouring bleach on him. Currently, the cops are having an issue because they said there's surveillance cameras all over that part of town and we're just not seeing that attack. So they're trying to figure that out. He was supposed to hand his phone over and refused and ended up, I think, printed pages of his calls, his call log and his text with things redacted and things withheld. And they're just trying to sort through this whole thing.
It certainly sounds like less than what it was. Now, the question is was it zero or was it something that was inflated? Definitely sounds like something was inflated for sure. Because at first it was like he's got a broken rib and he's got cuts and all sorts of stuff. We'll see. But the sad part is there's so many of these stories now and so many of them end up going another direction that we're now in a posture that we shouldn't be in, which is you hear a story about something horrible. There could be some Me Too version. There could be some racial component to it. And now we all just fold our arms and go, well, we'll wait and see. Right. That's where we're at now. Right. But it's our fault for making too many Boy That Cried Wolves. Mm. And now everyone's in the posture of, well, now we'll just wait and see. And it's the news who takes it and runs with it and blows it up. They've forced us all to become sort of jaded.
Right.
And because now who hears a story of that rings of this who doesn't go, well,
let's wait and see.
We'll wait and see. I'm not even going to say anything. In the past, you would have went, oh, my God, that's horrible. Or get that guy some help or that poor woman or whatever. Now it's just like
it's a terrible place to be.
It is a bad place to be. And I think it's a kind of a thing where it's sort of like the news loves it. It's like I'm going to talk. I'm going to put it in James Brolin parlance in a second. I'll do one for Gina Grad.
Oh.
And I'll do one for James Brolin.
I can't wait.
As well. First, let me tell you about betonline.ag. 91st Academy Awards are right around the corner. Are you going with Babs this year?
No, I am, because I think she's going to announce or give an award away or something. So, normally, it's a jammy party at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Understood.
I like, you know.
Yeah, you'll be at the Soft Swirl shop at the mall down there just getting your fill. But this time, you got to go.
Yeah, you got to suit up.
You got to get in the tuxedo and do the red
carpet.
I'm
one that, you know, I go, oh, we got to go out tonight, no matter what it is. And then I get there and go, I'm having a pretty good time. You know, I just saw somebody I really like.
Right.
And so, it's fine.
BetOnline.ag, what was I saying? Oh, you can get in on all the action with the Academy Awards. You sign up today for your free account. Use the promo code PODCAST1. Get a 50% sign-up bonus. That's a 50% sign-up bonus. Who do you like? What do you think, Brian? You have any thoughts?
Mr. Brolin, please tell me you and your wife have seen the new version of A Star Is Born. Have you?
Yeah, actually, we haven't seen it finished. We saw an early cut.
Oh. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Did you like it when you you saw?
Did.
It's one of my favorite movies of the year. It's up for Best Picture, of course.
Oh, it's great to hear.
It's very, very good. If you guys like a little long shot bet, it's 6-1 to win Best Picture right now. I think that's a value bet. It's got a better than 6-1 chance.
Yeah, well, I saw it today. They're pushing both of them for Best Actor, Best
they're
Actress.
They're both great,
So you can go to betonline.ag. I saw a rough cut of Yentl, by the way. I don't want to be a one-upper, but I did see that.
Right.
Betonline.ag. Use the promo code podcast1 and get a 50% sign-up bonus. All right, now my example of the news.
Yes.
Crying wolf and taking this stuff and running with it before they source it out and find out all the details. Got the James Brolin version of it. I got the Gina Grad version of it. The James Brolin version of you get the car. It's got the nitrous oxide hooked up to it. It's like instant horsepower. It's instant 300 horsepower. I know you drove, I think, did something with the Whittington brothers at some point. Maybe Don Whittington back in the day.
Yeah, I think I got to drive one of their Porsches back east somewhere one day, and I never ended up racing it.
They drove a 935. Those were the crazy drug-running brothers who raced airplanes or were adrenaline junkies.
They would come in and twin P-51s and land on the straightaway of the course and pull them off, and then their truck would be waiting. But there was too much money going on there for some reason.
Don and Bill Whittington. Yeah, well, maybe they did a little El Chapo action back in the day. But I talked to their mechanic. I was at Rennsport, the big Porsche event, and I was talking to the mechanic who built that car, and he said, they hid nitrous oxide in that 935 Porsche. And I knew the story, and it won Le Mans, and they hid it. They hid it in a rocker panel, like a thin area of the car, and they welded it
in. You know what their claim to money was? That they were the largest motorhome,
RV?
Dealers in Florida. You know,
I guess you have to say where you get your money.
They must have been moving a lot of airstreams.
And, everybody leaves New York and moves to Florida and buys one of those things. All the old people, right? So they were supposedly, that's where they got their money.
Wow.
But no, I heard they were running a 747 to South America every week.
It's a crazy story. I'll do a doc about them soon enough. But they had, back to my, the hell?
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, the news. The news.
Never again.
It's easy. It's easy. The Whittington brothers had the nitrous oxide in the 935, and they had the button on the steering wheel, which was the button for the radio. But
right.
Their button worked the juice. But I talked to their head mechanic about it at Rennsport 6 months ago, and he said, I'd give them 3 seconds, and then it would cut off. And I said, why? They said, because they would never stay off it. They would blow it up.
Right.
They would blow it so good, so much power that you'd get addicted to just hitting that button. Yeah, he said, I'd give them 3 second shot of NOS, and then it stopped.
Like a morphine pump at a hospital.
That's yours. Because you're Jewish.
Oh, you get it.
And you go, now only when you're in severe pain and only when you really are feeling a high level of discomfort, let me show you the chart. This got a happy face. This has a frowny face on it. If you're in frowny face, then you can hit. But you just keep hitting it.
Yeah.
You just keep hitting it.
You know me well.
And that's what the news has done with all the allegations and all the racism and all the events and all this guy stared down this decorated war veteran from the Navajo tribe. They've layered on the shit so thick, and they kept it going, and they kept pressing that button, and it was so addictive because it's like every time you touch it, big ratings, every time you touch it, big ratings. But you keep hitting it, you blow up the engine, you become addicted to it, you lose the sensation, it doesn't work anymore. It works if you go to it on occasion when you need it, but if you keep going to it, it doesn't work, and that's what they've done. They've kept going to it, and now we've kind of went like, I don't believe it anymore, we'll see. Which is sad, because when it does really happen, the next real situation happens, we're going to go, I don't think.
Yeah.
So, all right, so that's the NAS. And
well put.
And that's the morphine. And I'm glad you know the Whittington brothers.
Yeah. You know, the best engine, they say, is the one that blows just as you cross the finish line. It means you use it just right.
Yeah. And the Whittingtons were nuts. I got to do a doc on those guys. They pleaded guilty to income tax evasion, conspiracy to smuggle marijuana into the U.S. from Colombia.
They owned them.
Yeah.
Just on tax evasion.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the greatest prank ever is I know the guy who has the Whittington Brothers 935 Porsche, which is the last production car to ever win Le Mans outright. Now it's all prototypes and everything like that, but in 79... it was the last production. I mean, a platform built on a platform of production. It was insanely modified. Obviously, it was a Kramer 935 Porsche, but still sort of a production, whatever. Now it's all crazy stuff. And that car came in first. My Newman car came in second, first in its class. And that guy found the car, got it, discovered all the weird Whittington Brothers stuff, the cheats on it, had it painstakingly put back together over years by a guy who was an expert, blah, 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 took it out to Laguna Seca for like a track day. And this guy, I've told you guys this story, but I'll tell James, the guy rebuilt the car, Bruce Canepa, hired a flatbed and a bunch of guys in DEA windbreakers and hats and everything to show up and confiscate the car in front of the guy. It's like literally a $10 million car. The guy just got done paying for
it. They wore costumes?
They all wore costumes. Huh? There's a picture of they all showed up and they're like, this is not your car. This is government property. The Whittingtons owe millions and millions of dollars in restitution.
I don't remember in all these years a show of money more than the Whittingtons until Trump.
You know? Yeah, right.
You know?
Finally.
Everybody kind of keeps it down. Some guys might try for a while, but these guys were something.
If he could fit in a Porsche, he couldn't fit in that 924. So, yeah, there's got to be a doc about the Whittington brothers.
Yeah, fascinating.
I mean,
I agree.
It's absolutely insane. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
What department store did you film Trapped in?
The one in the basement.
Actually, it was one that had just gone out of business downtown L.A.
Doberman's.
It was empty. Yeah.
Man, Doberman's were so hot in the 70s.
That was the hottest, back when they had Movie of the Week. That was the hottest movie of the week of the year. That kind of took everything. It was kind of wonderfully stupid.
If you read the plot lines of, like, Killer Bees, if you just find the Killer Bees plot line, you will find some of the craziest plot lines. If you find a movie of the week, I think it was just called Killer Bees, but you can look that one up. I loved all those shows when I was a kid. Geico, man, you guys should go to geico.com, save a couple of bucks on your car insurance. Just go to geico.com in 15 minutes. You could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket at Geico. It'll be the most rewarding thing you do all day at Geico. That's geico.com. Killer Bee, do you have the description of Killer Bee?
Yeah, from 1974. A strong-willed woman not only dominates her family of California wine growers, but also has a strange hold on a colony of bees in her vineyard.
Oh, good.
She has dominion over a colony of bees.
Is there a supernatural element to this?
Who was this woman who starred in this? You're going to freak out.
Kate Jackson.
No.
then let me check. She's first listed on IMDb, so.
Kate Jackson was like 21.
Oh, Charlie's in, yeah.
Yeah, she was she was too young for
Angela
that.
Angela Lansbury?
Gloria Swanson?
Gloria Swanson had dominion over bees.
If only.
Come on.
Go, my pretties, fly.
Not really.
James, I won't ask for names. And there's probably been five or six, but you must have bagged one of the angels at some point in the height of your career.
Angels, yeah.
Charlie's Angels?
Yeah.
Yeah? Say you got one of them.
It might have.
If you tell me if it was Cheryl Ladd, I'm going to need to smell something.
Cameron Diaz.
Like might success. I'm talking about success. Yeah,
that's
success.
Yeah,
it's the smell of victory.
Yeah. I was, I'm a pretty loyal guy, but I was in a really bad marriage for a long time.
And so. You're always really good looking.
Well, whatever, you know. But I must say I did wander a couple of times and I don't believe in it. I don't believe in divorce. I'm in my third marriage, and I hit the winner this time.
She's also.
So, you know, it's weird life, huh? You can't choose for anybody else. You never know what's going to happen with any relationship. And it's potluck, isn't it, boys?
I don't know if
that's your answer.
22 years now. I'm in love.
I don't know if anyone brings this up to you, but for a certain generation, i.e. mine and Gina's, I'm assuming, you're P.W. Herman. You're P.W.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but it's pretty awesome.
You're P.W.
Oh, well, it's just amazing.
Inside our favorite movie.
I forget that the head of the studio was Robert something at the time at Warner's, and they called me because we were shooting a hotel on the Warner's lot.
Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yes.
And they,
right.
Yeah, and they said, we'd like you to do a role, you know, like a James Bond in Pee Wee's movie. I said, well, you know, like to ask him what it pays. And they said, well, we don't have any money.
It's 4 hours.
So I didn't hear. And then I got a call on Sunday, and I was reading the Sunday paper, and I love the travel section, you know. So they said, okay, well, we don't have any money, but we'll send you anywhere you want. So I'm turning pages. What's the farthest ticket I could turn in for the money later, you know? Or where would I like to go, you know? So anyway, it's just that Hong Kong. I said, yeah, I want to go to Hong Kong. I want to stay in a really good hotel for two of us. And so that's what I got for Pee-wee's.
Wow.
And,
oh, my God.
And, you know, it was kind of like, all for five-year-olds at the time to me, but you know,
yeah, wow. It sure was.
Problem is, overnight they were 18.
And so, did you know Morgan Fairchild at the time? I imagine
I knew Morgan because you know she did all the you know she'd do any show,
right?
Any TV
right.
show, so she guested on shows I've been on several times.
So you had fun with it,
yeah? Oh yeah, I ended up having fun with it, and you know, there's a little clip with Morgan on YouTube. I think with the two of us, which every once in a while I'll click over and show one of my grandkids or something like, you know, I know you are, but what am I, you know?
Of course.
So stupid. So wonderful. I love stupid. That's why I love Life in Pieces, because I get to be so stupid.
About to say, coming back to CBS soon. So keep your eyes open for its fourth successful season. And Being Rose in theaters now, which is a movie you can also get on demand and YouTube, Amazon, and Google Play, as well with Cybill Shepherd. Next time we'll get into that when it comes out on Blu-ray or something. I knew you'd be great. I knew I'd love you. I knew with all that. Well, being chased by Dobermans and the Whittington brothers and all that, I knew we'd immediately bond. All right. So, what do you do? Bald Brian, check out his socks. Go to adamcarolla.com. Just a couple days left for that. And not Taco Bell material. My premiere's coming up. You just go to adamcarolla.com/events or tug.com and fill out that theater near you. And the Peterson Automotive Museum event we're doing on the 10th. We're doing the automotive stuff during the day. Leno's going to be there. And then Kimmel by night when we do the 10th anniversary. Good sports coming up. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Vinny Tortorich, James Broll, and Gina Grad and Bald Brian. Say it. Mahalo.
Stay close. Today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla is coming right up.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good Sports.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Hot sports talk ready to roll here. Dave Damashek, Adam Carolla, Ace. A couple weeks ago at the Super Bowl, as you know, and I found my way with our mutual pal, John Hamm, and Tall John. They came out. John Hamm was a presenter at NFL Honors the night before, and the NFL, you know, they give him a skybox and all that kind of stuff, you know, for luxury box and everything. But on the red carpet, as they're walking into Honors, you get the glad hand. You know, they stop by. I do the same dumb stuff. I give them inconvenient gifts. I gave John Hamm a gigantic Ben Roethlisberger fathead face.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he swooned. He went wild for it. But then Paul Rudd comes along. And Paul Rudd is a Steeler savant because, as we've discussed, in the 70s, whatever team you were loyal to – aside, you had to choose. You either liked the Cowboys or you liked the Steelers. I'm not going to go into the reasons why. That's just the way it was. You had to have one or the other, no matter what part of the football America you lived in. So Paul Rudd proves himself, his bona fides. He starts reeling off obscuro Steelers from the 70s and 80s to earn my respect. And he got it. And just then, who comes along, as he says, number 87, the 6'7" white guy from 1987, Weegee Thompson. I said, wow, this is amazing. You know, Weegee Thompson. Just then, who walks up and joins us on the red carpet? Franco Harris. And Paul Rudd, I'm not jiving you, swooned. He swooned. He really did. He turned 10 years old, and I talked to him after, and he's like, I really did. I've been to the Oscars and said, oh, there's Meryl Streep. I don't know. I met Jack Nicholson. That's an out-of-body thing, but I reverted to childhood with that. All that background story. When's the last time you were in awe like that? That you were like, I can't believe I'm meeting you. You don't seem like the guy who gets that way about anything.
I'm trying to think of guys I've wanted to meet and figured out.
Rock star, football guy, something like that.
I gotta tell you that I'll summon his name it's Albert Brooks.
Oh yeah,
I'm a huge Albert Brooks fan. I felt like his Lost in America, but especially Defending Your Life. I feel like Defending Your Life's like an important movie,
mm-hmm.
not just funny. It has a great message, which is you can't be a coward. You have to live your life courageously. But also, like, sort of plausible in a weird way. You know, it's a stupid, all these sort of heaven ones where it's like, oh, and the heaven can wait. And then he was a quarterback and now he got this other guy's body. And it's like, it's just kind of stupid going to heaven. We made a mistake. You know, well, you got to come, you've been cremated.
Careful, don't make fun of Heaven Can Wait. I love that.
That's
picture,
not,
but okay.
Not too bad. But the point
great.
Is.
Charles Grodin's dynamite in the, it, but
the,
go ahead.
The point is this. I am a huge fan of that guy, and when I have had a chance to talk to him for a little bit, it's always a delight.
Do you try to keep up with him? Do you try to make him laugh?
No, oh, maybe. I can't remember. I was attending a few weeks ago Super Dave Osborne's funeral, and they're all brothers, of course, mm-hmm. and Cliff is the older brother. I think it's Cliff, oldest. He's the one who runs Daly and Associates or whatever. I used to run a big ad firm, and then Super Dave was in the middle, and Albert was the youngest, and there were Einsteins and blah blah blah, And so everyone was telling, and they're all telling funny Super Dave stories and blah, blah, blah. And then it comes time for Albert Brooks to speak. And Albert got up there and he said, oh, I had heard that Cliff died, so I'm not prepared for this. And the whole place just went nuts. Like, just went nuts because the older brother died. And it was also letting him know he was a big-time showbiz guy. And his assistant would tell him, like, well, one of your brothers died. And he was probably didn't want to get off the phone. He was like, yeah, I heard you. It's fine. Or whatever it was. But, God, it was just a outpouring of it was amazing. It's the kind of laughter that only can come at a wake.
Sure,
you know, because it's just you don't get that same thing at a comedy club or wedding.
Comedy,
know,
one of the tentpole requirements in my far less expert opinion than yours is inappropriate. Is that that's part surprise people,
right?
Saying something that they are not anticipating. Often that means being inappropriate,
right? So it was great. So I'll just answer Albert Brooks.
I think that's a pretty good one. Yeah, it's funny. I don't get athletes. Don't. I mean, I get that Paul Rudd thing with. If I ever met Mario Lemieux, that would be it. That if I ever got like the 20 minutes with 66, I don't know what I would be able to say. But it's more comedians for me. I feel like Are you going to like look at me and evaluate me? That spooks me much more than what a ball player has
I'll
to say.
I'll tell you what, as a guy who's coming in here, I'm a huge fan of, which is Lennox Lewis, I think, reached out to us or his people or something and was coming in. Lennox Lewis.
Ooh, that's awesome.
What a dominant heavyweight. There's a few things I like about Lennox Lewis. By the way, my new nickname, which I'm in love with, LL Cool Jab.
Where were you 20 years ago when that could have been useful to him?
I know, but I'll bestow it upon him now. He's going to love it.
1998 Lennox Lewis would have loved that.
So, LL Cool Jab. But, you know, I said to him once when he was, you know, he retired. I don't know when he retired at 34, 36 or whatever. And I said, like, you do know you can just have one more Klitschko fight or fight each brother separately and have, at the time, you know, there's two more $40 million paydays for you. You fight Vladimir, you have one more fight with a Klitschko and you get $40 million and then you can retire. And he was in a world where everyone comes out of retirement for money. Everyone fight. And again, he's been fighting his whole life. He was not old. He wasn't old when he retired. And I was like, yeah, just, you know, get in reasonable shape. And then 6 months, you fight him and you'll still be 37. Now you'll just be 37 and a half and you can retire after your Klitschko fight. It's like, nah, I'm good.
How weird. I was just going to say, in that sport, I didn't know that anyone had ever actually retired and just stayed that way. It seems like you, by 100%, professional boxers retire and come out of retirement at some point.
Well, they come out of retirement because somebody offers them $200 million
yeah, I guess that's right.
To fight, you know, Floyd Mayweather, go fight this guy, you know, Conor McGregor, for $150 million. And you go, oh, okay. I used to fight for free, like, you know, my yard, you know, like, okay. That's, how do you say no? Like, you know, when you work for the phone company or you do maintenance or roofing, no one goes, one more roof job, $100 million. Come out of retirement. Just
I wish I hadn't retired and gotten that gold watch last month. I would do it otherwise.
When was Lennox? He was youngish for a heavyweight. Heavyweights will go till they're 40, 42. You know, what was he?
To the best of my math, 37.
37. In fantastic shape. Won his last few fights. I think
his last three.
And could have just...
He won seven of his last eight.
Could have just fought Klitschko or had a Klitschko, Vitaly, Vladimir, fought them both. Worked another year.
Ooh, at the same time. That would have been like $400 million.
Yeah. His last win was against Vitaly.
All right, so he'd have to fight Vladimir.
Correct.
Right. So, but no.
Interesting. That is fascinating.
LL Cool Jab.
He'll be on ACS on Friday, by the way.
Ooh la la. Very nice.
For those of you listening.
I mean, this is 2006.5 dollars or something, but he could have got 35, 40 million bucks or more.
Gary, why did you just say like Lennox Lewis on Friday and then you tagged that with for those of you listening? For those of you not listening aren't going to hear it either way. That's understood.
I was trying to make sure the two of you didn't get confused. We're recording in advance, so.
Wow. Dave, you owe me an apology.
I don't know why.
I'll either apologize to Gary or not.
Okay. Well, we'll work that out over the weekend. Ace, last thing I just wanted to tell you is Wade Phillips is a fan of yours. And Brian Baldinger, the offensive lineman who primarily a Cowboy with some other teams, now does a lot of X's and O's stuff. But more importantly, as I've told him, if they did a competition, not most interesting man, but most interesting football man in the universe, this guy is, I can assure you, this guy gets Damashek's stamp of approval for the onion that you will want to peel. He is such an interesting man.
B.B. Polgard?
That's the one.
I love that guy.
When he's in L.A., he said he'd love to come on here because he's a fan of yours, and I think you two would get along famously.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, and he's real good with the football and O-line. You'll eat it. Oh, face masks. He loves face mask talk, all of it. All right. So that's it for this week of Good Sports. We'll be back for you next Monday, I believe. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter and like him on Facebook at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail with your questions and comments at 888-634-1744. And for tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mangree events, books, movies, and more, go to AdamCarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.